1,000 athletes competed in the first International Special Olympics Games on July 20th. The athletes came from 26 states and Canada. Events included track and field, aquatics, and floor hockey. Mrs. Shriver gave a speech at those games. She said the event proved that exceptional children, children with intellectual disabilities, can be exceptional athletes. Chicago's mayor, Richard Daley, was also at the first games. He said to Mrs. Shriver, "You know, Eunice, the world will never be the same after this." Mayor Daley was right. On that very day in July 1968, Mrs. Shriver also announced a new national program. It would be named after the Games Special Olympics. The program was set up to help people with intellectual disabilities become more capable and confident people. They would help themselves by participating in sports. Caption: Young athletes parade before the first International Special Olympics Games in Chicago in 1968. Chapter 3: Special Olympics in Your Neighborhood. Some athletes, like Tomas Murray, may become famous through Special Olympics. Yet the games have helped millions of people who may never be famous. Most of them are simply happy that they became Special Olympics athletes. Amanda is an example. Since the age of 9, Amanda has been a part of Special Olympics. She has won dozens of medals. But Amanda's real achievement is that she has overcome great obstacles. Amanda is nearly blind and has autism. More than 25,000 Special Olympics programs are held in cities and towns all over the United States. Winners in local events can compete in games held at the state level and may advance to national and world games. Caption: Athletes must be at least 8 years old to compete in Special Olympics. There is no upper age limit.